This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The man charged with arson in Larimer County's Alexander Mountain Fire this summer was found with fire-starting materials in his home and thousands of rounds of ammunition, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Jason Hobby was arrested last month. He worked on a ranch where the fire started. And newly unsealed court documents show that police found numerous professional fire-starting materials at his home, even though he was not a professional firefighter. Police also found clothing with Chief Hobby written on it. Hobby has a decades-long history of impersonating public officials. According to investigators, he was upset that the ranch he worked at was transferring land to a nonprofit for veterans, and he allegedly said that it would be better if the nonprofit, quote, exploded. Hobby's attorney said the state's case is circumstantial. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A judge has ruled against an effort to oust Colorado's controversial GOP chair. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
An El Paso County judge has found that when Dave Williams' opponents held a vote last month to remove him from the job, they didn't have enough members of the party's central committee on hand for the vote to be valid. Williams has angered some Republicans by picking sides in contested GOP primaries, publicly attacking members of the party he disagrees with, using party funds for his own congressional campaign, and moving the party further to the right. In response to the ruling, he said the party plans to pursue legal actions against his opponents. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
In southwestern Colorado, an experienced climber visiting from New York fell to his death on Wednesday. The San Miguel County Sheriff's Office says the 53-year-old was hiking alone on Wilson Peak, a 14er near Telluride. He fell between 300 and 400 feet and injured his head. Another climber saw the man and called 911, but he died before rescuers arrived. 45 firefighters from our state are preparing to help with hurricane recovery in Florida. Members of Colorado Task Force 1 are staging in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the ready with Tropical Storm Helene now passing through Georgia. This is CPR News.